Oh, yeah, I was a GM, yeah.
Do you remember the substance of that article, and did it agree? Was it, in your judgment, a faithful representation as far as it went of your views on matters? I don't want to go into all the detail of the thing, but here is a couple of pages. It had the nickel.
Well, Jack, I remember Jack writing a lot of wonderful things about me.
He had a high regard for you, I think.
Yeah, right? I think Jack came in with the idea that I was somehow heroic for having done what I did as an African American, and I didn't see any great heroism in what I did, and I tried to disabuse him of it by saying that I was in large part a creature of history, and that all I could say for myself was that I hoped I was adequate for what I, you know, responsibility given me. I was just grateful for the opportunity, and I would have been grateful if I'd been still white. You know, I mean, anybody allowed to do all the things I've been, you know, chairman of the Public Service Commission, Auditor General of Michigan, State Supreme Court Justice, General Counsel, General Motors. I mean, God, that's a...
Weren't you a regent, too? And
yeah, regent, yeah. First one.
And you had other offices, a lot of them.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of things.
You sit on the Kroger board. You sit on any other...
Yeah, Detroit Edison.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, those opportunities have come, and they're rare for anybody, and all I hope is that I discharge the responsibility well and justify the confidence of the people who put me in office. That's what I really think about. And I don't really think it's especially heroic to have been selected or that there's anything really heroic about my having done reasonably adequately in these things because of my racial strain. Yeah, I am, as this article says, I'm part European, part Indian, part African. That's true. And I only say that to put it in a frame of reference that it's just fact.
By the way, that you know, on the classification business, you refer was classified thus and so. In some of these Indian cases, you know, there are certain Indian rights that are being asserted or resurrected and so on. And I have read or heard or, gee, I don't know, that in the case of an Indian, suppose you're a Chippewa or Iroquois or whatever it is, you have to establish a certain sort of blood level. And if you get whatever the heck the percent is, or a quarter, or
there's a Michigan Supreme Court case on that.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, way back. It has to do with African Americans. It was decided sometime after the Civil War, I think in the 1870s, 1880s, in which the Michigan Supreme Court held that anybody who was less than one quarter African was white if the rest of the blood was white. And I kind of go along with the idea that you are what people call you for purposes of classification in the U.S., where race is a primary classification. Other places it's religion, what I call the group of primary identification. And here it's race, other places it's religion, Hindus or Muslims, say, in India or Pakistan. I guess in many places in Europe, when it was significant, it was Protestant and Catholic, something like that, or an island.